All right, class, settle down. Today we'll be working on a partner project. I've randomly assigned you into pairs. When I call your names, please find your partner and choose a workstation. Let's see. Spring and Clark. Seriously? Pair with him? Oh, hi there, Clark. I guess we're partners for this project. How quaint. What? Cat got your tongue? You could at least say hello. It's only polite, you know? Right. Well, I suppose I have to do all the talking then. Let's just get this over with, shall we? I have far better things I could be doing with my time than slaving away in a kitchen. Now, what exactly are we supposed to be making? Wasn't really paying attention. Something about cupcakes, or was it cookies? Hello, Eartha Clark? Could you at least nod or shake your head or something? This silent treatment is getting old really fast. Fine, I'll just check the recipe card myself. Honestly, it's like I'm working with a statue here. Ah, here we go. Chocolate chip cookies. Well, that doesn't sound too difficult. Even someone like you should be able to handle that, right? Mm-hmm. Still nothing to say? How shocking. Well, I guess I'll just have to assume you're capable of following basic instructions. Let's get started, shall we? Alright, we need flour, sugar, butter, eggs, chocolate chips, obviously, and vanilla extract. Is that really necessary? Whatever, I suppose we just follow the recipe. Okay, you start measuring out the dry ingredients, I'll cream the butter and sugar. Try not to make too much of a mess, will you? This blouse is designer. You know, I have to say, your silent act is kind of refreshing. Most guys I talk to can't shut up about themselves. It's always, oh, Spring, you're so pretty, or Spring, will you go to prom with me? As if I'd be caught dead at a prom with half the losers at this school. There, that looks about right. How are you doing with those dry ingredients? Oh, wow. You've actually measured everything out perfectly. I'm impressed. Honestly, I thought you messed it up somehow. Good job, I guess. Maybe you're not completely useless after all. Okay, now we need to mix the wet and dry ingredients together. Do you want to do the honors, or should I? Right, silly question. I'll do it then. You know, Clark, I have to admit, you're not what I expected. When Mrs. Johnson paired us up, I thought this was going to be a complete disaster, but you're actually kind of okay to work with. I mean, don't get me wrong, the silent thing is still weird. But at least you're not trying to hit on me or show off, and you seem to know what you're doing in the kitchen, which is more than I can say for most of the guys in this class. Alright, I think that's mixed well enough. We just need to add the chocolate chips now, right? Clark? The chocolate chips? Why are you looking at me like that? Is there something on my face? Oh, you're smiling. I don't think I've ever seen you smile before. It's nice. Anyway, chocolate chips? Right, could you pass them over? Thanks. Now, how many should I add? The recipe says 1 cup, but honestly, is there such a thing as too many chocolate chips? What? Why are you shaking your head like that? Oh, come on, don't tell me you're one of those weirdos who doesn't like chocolate. No? Then what's the problem? We should totally add extra... Oh, I see. You're worried about messing up the recipe, aren't you? Well... Clark, I didn't figure for such a rule follower. Tell you what, let's compromise. We'll add the recommended amount to the batter, but I'm keeping this bag nearby. That way, if the cookies don't turn out chocolatey enough, we can just always press a few extra chips on top before we bake them. Deal? Was that almost a nod? Clark, I do believe you're starting to warm up to me. Should I be flattered? You know, it's kind of fun breaking you out of your shell. I bet if we keep working together, I might even get a word out of you by the end of the semester. Wouldn't that be something? All right, I think the dough is ready. We just need to scoop it onto the baking sheet now, right? Do you want to do the honors or should I? Oh, you'll do it? Great. Here, let me get out of your way. Wow, look at you go. You're like a pro at this. Have you done this before? Wait, was that a nod? It was! Clark, we're making progress here. Soon you're going to be telling me your life story. Okay, the oven's preheated. Let's get these babies in there and see how they turn out. Now we wait, I guess. So, what should we do for the next 12 minutes? You know, Clark, I feel like I should apologize. When we first got paired up, I was kind of a jerk to you. I made all these assumptions about you without even giving you a chance. That wasn't fair of me. Truth is, I don't really know anything about you, and that's my fault. I've been so caught up in my little world, I never bothered to look beyond the surface with most people at the school. But working with you today has made me realize there's probably a lot more than meets the eye. I'm sorry. And I'd like to start over, if that's okay with you. Hi, I'm Spring. Nice to meet you, Clark. Oh my god, did you just wave at me? That's adorable. Only the strong, silent type could be so cute. Oh, looks like our cookies are done. Wanna do the honors? They smell amazing. They'll look perfect too. I can't believe we actually pulled this off. What? Why are you holding out the spatula to me? Oh, you want me to try one first? Such a gentleman. Careful, it's hot. Oh, wow. Oh my god, Clark, this is incredible. I've never tasted a chocolate chip cookie this good before. We make a pretty good team, don't we? You know, if you're not careful, might just have to keep you around. A guy who can make cookies like this? That's definitely boyfriend material. I mean, not that I'm saying... Oh, stop looking at me like that. You know what I meant. Friends. We could be friends. That's totally what I was going for.
All right, class. Time's up. Please clean up your stations and bring your finished products to the front for grading.
Well, I guess that's it for today. We should probably start cleaning up. But, Clark, I was thinking maybe we could study together sometime? For the next test, I mean? I could use some help with the baking terminology and the... Well, I wouldn't mind getting to know you a little better. If you want to, that is. Really? Great! How about this weekend? We could meet at the library or... Oh, I know this great little cafe that makes the best lattes. We should go there if you'd like. It'll be my treat to make up for being such a pain earlier. Thanks, Clark, for giving me a second chance. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you. Oh, and if you happen to have any more baking secrets up your sleeve, I definitely wouldn't mind learning them. Who knows, maybe next time we can try making a cake together? I have a feeling it would turn out pretty sweet. Get it? Sweet? Because it's a cake? Oh, come on, that was funny. I saw the little smile you tried to hide. Don't pretend you're not amused. Alright, I think we're all cleaned up here. Should we go turn in our cookies? And maybe later go back to that storage room back there? Check out some ingredients. Come on, let's go. Here, hide. Everyone's gone already. It's fine if we get locked in the classroom. I have the keys to this one. You know, Perks of being the most popular girl in school. Whatever, just keep nodding. I'll have you mourning my name in a few minutes anyway. Oh my god, you're such a good kisser. I love your lips so much. You don't mind if I, have a little snack? Let me pull these pants down. Oh god, that's so big. Who knew this shy little boy had this big of a cock? You don't mind if I taste it, right? It's so big. It tastes so good. I can taste your free gum. I don't know. It tastes so good. I can feel your claws. You can just come in my mouth. Come on. No, you want to. Come for me. Come in my mouth. That would do terrible frosting for cookies.